After months of tough negotiations, EU officials have reached a deal on the establishment of the bloc's first diplomatic service. The 27 member states and the European Parliament now need to endorse the agreement next month. Called the European External Action Service, the diplomatic corps is aimed at giving Europe a stronger, more coordinated voice in global affairs. It will come under the authority of Catherine Ashton, the EU's foreign policy chief. So, how will it function? I put that question to Yanis Emanolidis, a senior policy analyst with the European Policy Centre in Brussels.
Well, it's going to develop over time. So in the beginning, it will be, compared to the end state, it was rather small, so it would have a bit more than 1,000 people working for it. It will be composed out of diplomats coming from the member states, out of people who have been or are employed by the European Commission, and people who are working for the Council in Brussels. So it's a complex composition. It will develop over time. At the end, it will have more than 8,000 employees. And the way it will function is also something which needs to develop. So especially in the first stage, which will begin from the end of this year, and for a couple of years, it will be a process. And it will take some years before it will be running at full steam.
Does this mean that in the long term, national embassies will become redundant?
No, I don't think that this is something which we will see. We will see more and more representation of the EU in the outside world. However, still, national embassies will continue to exist, especially those of the bigger member states. There, among smaller EU member states, there's a tendency to reduce the number of embassies, and I think that this will continue now, especially with the External Action Service in place. But we will not have one European foreign policy with no national foreign policy coexisting besides it. There will still be a coexistence between both the European and the national level.
Is there any doubt that the EU's 27 member states will endorse this agreement next month?
No, that's rather sure, because the member states had worked out a compromise, and the compromise also includes the European Commission. Now that a compromise has been found between the member states, the Commission, and the European Parliament, I don't think that that compromise will be challenged.
Now, officials are hoping that this diplomatic service will give the EU greater weight and influence in international affairs. In the past, of course, the EU has not always spoken with one voice. Do you really think this new service will unite the member states and force them to rally together?
Well, it has the chance of doing that. We cannot be sure. As you said, the EU has not been speaking with one voice, and I don't expect that the EU will be speaking from one voice just because there will now be an external action service. But this is something which in the end will show itself in 5, 10, or 15 years. So it's a generational project. It's the question whether the EU will develop a certain foreign policy culture. And for such a foreign policy culture to develop or further develop, it takes a long time. And the External Action Service can play a strong role in that. However, this is no done deal. We will see how things will develop, and we will see whether the overall objective of having a European foreign policy worth its name will be accomplished or not.
Are governments now going to be scrambling to make sure they get their choice of ambassadors for the important postings?
Yes, this is something which we've had experience in the past, that member states are struggling between themselves, and we'll continue to see this now with the External Action Service and with the EU delegations all over the world. So the struggle between member states is something which we have seen in many policy areas, and we will also see that in the area of foreign policy with the External Action Service now in place.
And that was Yanis Emanolidis, a senior policy analyst with the European Policy Centre in Brussels.